Well, good evening. Welcome to the night shift of the Senate Governance and Finance Committee. We welcome all of you to the committee. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be starting as a subcommittee this evening. We're always grateful that Senator Morlock is here. Senator Morlock, how was your day? Senator Morlock is in a grumpy mood, I guess. So, see, there we go. It's going to be great. I'm kidding. He never. Very grateful for all of his work. We are looking for our authors. If you are within the hearing of our voice, Senator Wiener and Senator Leyva, we are going to be asking Senator Wiener and Senator Leyva to please report to room 112 for Senate Governance and Finance. We'll be back with you as soon as we have an author. Ladies and gentlemen, we have already convened our hearing. We welcome Senator Wiener to the committee. Senator Wiener is going to be discussing all issues of SB 829, which is focused on cannabis and, in particular, donations for those who are the most medically fragile in the state. We are going to be starting as a subcommittee. We're going to ask our sergeants, and again, thank you to the sergeants who have been working late and working hard all for the last couple of weeks. They do every day. If we can please establish a quorum as we have committee right after this, and I know that you're already dialing now, so good times. We're going to kick it off with Senator Wiener. Senator Wiener, I believe you're going to have support on your bill from both sides. Thank you.
I'm going to do it from my head. Mr. Chairman, thank you. And also thank you for working with us. We did work with the committee while we were still in the assembly.
Yep.
And we did accept an amendment that the chair proposed. So thank you for working with us. This bill is actually quite simple. We have something called compassionate care programs, which have been around for a long time in my city of San Francisco. They were critical. They are critical and were even more critical during the worst of the HIV/AIDS epidemic. Today it's an other places as well. A lot of veterans, for example, benefit. And these programs give away for free medical cannabis to poor people, to people who rely on medical cannabis, whether it's for pain relief or other treatment, but can't afford to buy it. And so they get it for free, and there are programs that provide it for free, and it's amazing work. And the problem we have is that with the passage of Prop 64, with legalization, these programs, the cannabis in these programs are subjected to excise and cultivation taxes. And what that means is that the programs are shutting down. These are programs that don't have revenue because they give away the product for free. They can't pay taxes. If you tell them to pay taxes, they go away. And we're already seeing them shut down. And a lot of people are being hurt as a result. So this bill will exempt these programs from taxes. The programs will have to piggyback on an existing license. There will not be a loss of revenue, in my view, because this is imaginary fantasy revenue that will never be collected because these are programs that have no revenue. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
We're going to be establishing a quorum, and I think as soon as we establish a quorum, Senator Lara is going to be making a motion. Ms. Lanchester, if you don't mind, establishing a quorum.
McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire present.
Oop.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg.
Here.
Hertzberg present. Lara.
Here.
Lara present. Morlock. Morlock present.
We have a quorum. We also have a motion, Senator Lara. We have a motion on the floor. We'd like to be able to see if there's anyone who would like to be able to present in support of this bill. If you could please come forward in just your first and last name as well as your organization.
Before I have a witness.
Sorry, we have one.
Well, I apologize.
No problem, Mr. Chair. We have one witness in support of the bill. Max McAlonis on behalf of Operation EVAC, educating veterans about cannabis. It is a cannabis for veterans organization that helps veterans get access to cannabis to deal with PTSD, chronic pain, and other life-threatening ailments, and to go keep them away from dangerous opioids. So we're proud to strongly support the bill, proud to work with different licensed retailers to be provided this cannabis, and really appreciate Senator Wiener and your staff and yourself for your work on this bill. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm grateful you're here. Thank you, and do apologize about the oversight. Grateful you're here, sir. Good evening.
Good evening. Glenn Backus for Drug Policy Alliance and Support.
Thanks, Glenn. Good to see you. Good evening.
Hi, Casey O'Connor, Board of Equalization Vice Chair, Fiona Ma's Lodge Director here. Strong support. Thank you.
Give our best to Ms. Ma. Good evening.
Pamela Lopez on behalf of Flocana in support.
Good to see you. Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening. Amy Jenkins on behalf of the California Cannabis Industry Association and CannaCraft in strong support.
Thank you so much. Good evening.
Good evening. Katie Maple on behalf of WeDrop and the California Cannabis Couriers Association in support. Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to see you. Hey, good evening.
Mr. Chair and members, Tracy Stevens on behalf of East Solutions in strong support. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chair and members. Beverly Yu on behalf of UDW, AFSCME Local 3930 in strong support.
Thank you so much for being here. Good evening.
Melanie Cuevas with the Quintana Cruz Company on behalf of the California Cannabis Manufacturers Association, as well as Jetty Extracts, both in strong support. Jetty has operated a compassionate use program since its inception, giving free product to cancer patients. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Last call for those who are in support. If you could please come forward this time. Last call. We now would like to be able to welcome anyone who may be opposed. If you could please come forward. Looking for those who are opposed. Last call. We'd like to be able to bring it back to committee to be able to see if we have any questions or comments from committee. We have a motion by Senator Lara. Seeing no questions or comments, just very quickly, just want to say thank you to the author for working with us. As you will see in the bill, just because there will be a sharing of medical records, retailers cannot disclose this information, as we already know, at risk of 6 months in jail or $250,000 penalty. And we also are mandating that retailers have to establish safeguards to ensure that information remains private and safe. And I just want to say thank you to the senator for working on this important issue. Senator, would you like to close?
This is a bipartisan bill in both houses, and I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Great work, Mr. Senator. Thank you so much. Ms. Lanchester, roll call, please.
McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Wynn? Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hertzberg?
Thank you. Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Morlock? Morlock, aye. 6-0.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a 6-0 vote. The bill is out, and we're closing it down. Thank you so much, Senator Wiener. Good to see you. And thank you to all who came here. Perfect timing. Yes, we welcome Senator Leyva. Senator Leyva is going to be presenting on SB 1130. We do have bipartisan support, Senator Leyva, so we're going to ask you for a truncated version of your presentation.
We'd like to just ask for an aye vote.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Do you want to give us two sentences, Senator Leyva, on the bill? Two sentences on the bill.
SB 1130 would simply reinstate mobile homeowners as eligible participants in the California Property Tax Postponement Program.
Thank you so much. This is a very important program as well across the state. Representative from Fiona Ma's office.
Hi, yes. Casey O'Connor again, Ledge Director for BOE, Vice Chair Fiona Ma. Just wanted to say the concurrent amendments are just addressing some of the administrative cost issues that we saw with the Controller's office. It's their amendments to make the bill more efficient and less expensive, and we respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate that. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Senator Leyva. We'd like to be able to see if there's anyone in support of the bill. If you could please advance at this time. First, last name, along with your organization, those in support. We now would like to be able to look to see if there's anyone who may be opposed. Anyone who may be opposed, if you could please advance at this time. Last call for those who are opposed. Let's bring it back to committee to be able to see if we have questions, conversations, or a motion.
Yes, it was moved already.
Okay. Who made the motion? Ms. Lanchester and I did not have the motion.
Hernandez.
Senator Hernandez, okay, moved it. Thank you so much. Senator Leyva, would you like to have closing comments?
Respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you so much. This motion is be returned to the Senate floor. Ms. Lanchester, roll call vote, please.
McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Wynn?
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Aye. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Morlock?
Aye.
Morlock, aye.
7-0, that bill is out. Thank you so much. Thank you, Senator Leyva.
Thank you, members.
Meeting of Governance and Finance is adjourned.
We'll be back here at 8:30 tomorrow morning.
4203.